I'd like to welcome all of you to worship this day as we gather to worship across time and space and place our Lord and our Savior on this, the fifth Sunday in Lent. I apologize for my voice. Getting over the last little bit of a head cold here. Let us begin our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who writes the law on our hearts, who draws all people together through Jesus. Amen. Held in God's mercy, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Holy God, we confess that we are caught in snares of sin and cannot break free. We hoard resources while our neighbors are hungry and cold. We speak in ways that silence others. We are silent when we should speak up. We keep score in our hearts. We let hurts grow into hatred. For all these things and for sins only you know, forgive us, Lord. Amen. Here is a flood of grace. Out of love for the whole world, God draws near to us, breaks every snare of sin, washes away our wrongs, and restores the promise of life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God, with steadfast love, you draw us to yourself, and in mercy you receive our prayers. Strengthen us to bring forth the fruits of your Spirit, that through life and death we may live in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I have always loved plants and planting. I remember my mom and my grandpa both of my grandpas having huge gardens, and I loved to help them. I was very, very proud the day that I could carry the big watering can all by myself. And even though weeding wasn't very fun, everything else about gardening was. I loved the smell of the earth. I loved going and checking on the sprouts each day. I loved the first flowers and first fruits of each and every plant. And to this day, I still find myself lost in wonder at the sight of green things pushing up through the soil. But as time has gone on, I find myself amazed by plants in a new way. I think better than most things, plants teach us how to live and how to die, which is why I think Jesus references the planting and growing wheat in his discussions with the Greeks who come and see him. Wheat, one of the most important crops in the history of the world, does not care who it feeds. Wheat, given enough sun, rain, and good soil, is content to grow and be ground into flour, flour that will become bread, and it feeds the world without judgment. Wheat doesn't care if the bread it has become goes to people at the finest restaurants, people in prison, or at a breakfast table in Iowa. It is content to live its life in service to others. It is content to be made into many different kinds of bread, and it is a cornerstone food of so many cultures. And wheat is not afraid to die. It leans into the rhythms and cycles of life and knows that by its death, new life for people and new wheat is made. And now, yes, I know that wheat does not actively think about any of these things. The point is that wheat meets people around the world, each of us even, where they are at, and by its life offers them and us nourishment. At the end of our reading, it says that Jesus said all of this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. And I think that it includes what Jesus says about the wheat. Just as wheat becomes bread and it does not judge whom it feeds, Jesus is the bread of life for all people and all of creation and for you. Jesus lived and died and rose for the whole world without exception or judgment. We cannot look upon the face of someone that Jesus does not love, and there is nothing that we can do to make God stop loving us. And just as wheat becomes all different types of bread for different cultures and different occasions, Jesus meets you and all people where you are and gives you what you need to meet the day, every day. And thus we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And Jesus does all of this by and through the power of the cross, where he transforms death into life. The realities of pain and sin and death are all around us, and they are very real and even overwhelming sometimes. But the good news is that just as wheat grain planted in the soil comes back up, Jesus does not stay dead. Jesus becomes for you and I and the whole world daily bread, giving us his life so that we are free to live into God's love and live out God's love for us. Jesus becomes for you and I and the whole world our communion feast, bread that is broken and shared in community, promising you life and forgiveness and connection and reconciliation with God and with each other. In communion, we hear and taste and see the reality of a life with God, a life where we are invited to trust again and again that death is not the final word, that something more is coming. And this very reality is our hope, that nothing, not even death on a cross, is stronger than God's love and God's life for you and the whole world in Jesus Christ. Amen. We will sing together the hymn Beneath the Cross of Jesus. With the whole church, let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.